Well, hello everyone and welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. That was a different track. That was one called Reunion, and it was from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and it was on a Legends Alive album. So it wasn't released as one of our normal, on one of our normal CDs. It just came up on a CD to support a tour that we were doing with some other musicians, and I thought it'd be nice to start the show with a different tune for a change. It was interesting hearing that again and hearing all the way it went. I must see if I can still play it when I go home. Hope you're going to enjoy Back Porch Bluegrass today. I've got an interesting lineup for you, and I'll tell you about the songs as we get into them. I'm going to start with a band who I've really enjoyed seeing, Sawmill Road. They're based on the west coast of the USA. I saw them the last time I went to Grass Valley Festival a few years ago. They were having a reunion concert then, and it was a very popular set that they did. Steve Spurgeon on bass, Dick Brown on banjo, Charlie Edsall on guitar, Mark Miracle on mandolin, he turns up in a few different bands, doesn't he? And Doug Bartlett on fiddle. They play some fine bluegrass music. And we're going to hear two tracks. The Mary Ellen Carter, that's a song written about salvaging this old boat that went down and the trouble they had doing it. And then Far Side of the River, a gospel song. Good to have a gospel song that early in the show. Here comes Sawmill Road.
She went down last October in a pouring, driving rain. Skipper, he'd been drinking, and the mate, he felt no pain. Too close to 3 Mile Rock, and she was dealt her mortal blow, and the Mary Ellen Carter settled low. There were 5 of us aboard her when she finally was awash. We'd worked like hell to save her, all heedless of the cost, and the groan she gave as she went down, it caused us to proclaim that the Mary Ellen Carter would rise again. The owners wrote her off, not a nickel would they spend. She gave 20 years of service, boys then met her sorry end. But insurance paid the loss to them, they let her rest below. Then they laughed at us and said we had to go. But we talked of her all winter, some days around the clock. For she's worth a quarter million afloat and at the dock. And with every jar that hit the bar, we swore we would remain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. That her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. Those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Spring now we've been with her on a barge lent by a friend. 3 dives a day in hard hat suit and twice I've had the bends. Thank God it's only 60 feet and the currents here are slow, or I'd never have the strength to go below. We've patched her rents, stopped her vents, dogged hats and portholed down. Put cable to her fore and aft and birded her around. Tomorrow noon we hit the air and then take up the strain and watch the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. For we couldn't leave her there, you see, to crumble in the scale. She'd saved our lives so many times living through the gale. And the laughing drunken rats who left her to a sorry grave, they won't be laughing in another day. And you to whom adversity has dealt the final blow, with smiling rascals lying to you everywhere you go, turn to and put out all your strength of arm and heart and brain, and like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken and life about to end, No matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Jordan, looking where I'm bound, since Jesus took my soul out of the lost and found. He changed my destination, taught me how to fly, and I see all that glory shining in the by and by. On that far side of the river, far side of the river, I'm on that straight and narrow path, never more to roam. Far side of the river, far side of the river, my life's a joy for heaven's sake, it's all brand new, make no mistake, the far side of the river is my home. Well, it's sure been a wonder to see the changes done ever since I bumped into the Father's only Son. With His hand to guide me, I never will get lost. I won't even have to swim, He'll carry me across. To that far side of the river, far side of the river, I'm on that straight and narrow path, never more to roam. Far side of the river, far side of the river, my life's a joy for heaven's sake, it's all brand new, make no mistake, the far side of the river is my home. Side of the river, I'm on that straight and narrow path, never more to roam. Far side of the river, far side of the river, my life's a joy for heaven's sake, it's all brand new, make no mistake, the far side of the river is my home. Well, my life's a joy for heaven's sake, it's all brand new, make no mistake, the far side of the river is my home.
That was Sawmill Road doing some fine vocal work there on the far side of the river, a song that Steve Spurgeon had written as well as sung. Hope you're enjoying Backbush Bluegrass already. We have a festival coming up on the first weekend of February 2020, Kiwigrass Festival, the second Kiwigrass Festival. It's out at the Karapiro this time, on the shores of Lake Karapiro, which is on the Waikato River, just south of Cambridge, one of the prettiest cities or prettiest towns in New Zealand. It's going to be a great festival, and we're having some repeat guests. Popular Demand, the Lonely Heartstring Band, are coming back to play at our festival, and there's all sorts of people coming. AJ Lee's coming. You'll hear about that next. But we're delighted to have the Lonely Heartstring Band come back. And from their album, Smoke and Ashes, I'm going to play you some of their quite contemporary bluegrass. They write themselves and arrange themselves. Comes out great, and everyone loved them. George Clements on guitar, lead vocals, Charles Clements on bass and vocals, Patrick McGonigal, fiddle and vocals, Maddie Whitler on mandolin and guitar sometimes, and Gabe Hirschfield on banjo. Here is a tune called Just a Dream. Heartstrings Band from the album Smoke and Ashes. Also at Kiwi Grass coming up, we have AJ Lee, one of the young contemporary musicians of our time. She will probably be playing guitar or mandolin and singing, and with her band, she'll be amazing the audiences. Now, I have a CD that she made back in 2010, The Tuttles and AJ Lee, and this is a family band. Led by Jack Tuttle, who writes some amazing music instruction books, best you could ever get, and his very talented family, Molly Tuttle, Michael Tuttle, Sullivan Tuttle, and they had AJ Lee playing mandolin with them, and they probably would think, oh no, don't play that, but it's a great bluegrass album, and this is AJ Lee back 10 years ago almost, singing a song, Where the Wild River Rolls. Now you can see her doing this on YouTube if you type in The Tuttles with AJ Lee and the title of the song, Where the Wild River Rolls. It'll come up on YouTube, and that's pretty much what you're going to hear now. So she could play like this when she was about 12. Imagine what it's going to be like now. Tuttles with AJ Lee, Where the Wild River Rolls. And you'll be able to see AJ Lee at Kiwi Grass next February. Won't that be exciting? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and they're a big music store in Hamilton CBD, actually on Anglesey Street, and they sell Martin guitars and Deering banjos, and as well as all price levels of guitars and ukuleles and musical equipment. You can get amplifiers and drum kits and keyboards and all the accessories, big range of strings they have, picks and stands and straps. The staff are all musicians, very helpful, and if you go in there looking for something, they'll be able to help you find it. Shearer's Music Works have been around Hamilton for more than 50 years, and they're doing a fine job of supplying the musical needs of Hamilton, and I'm delighted that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's have a bit of bluegrass from an album called Strictly Instrumental that came out in 1967. Flat and Scruggs with Doc Watson. And the album is essentially duets between Flat and Scruggs, with Earl taking a leading role on his banjo, Doc Watson on guitar, and they have some of the Foggy Mountain Boys with them, Buck Graves on dobro, Paul Warren on fiddle, they got Buddy Harmon on a snare drum, Charlie McCoy on harmonica on some tracks, and Jake Tullock playing bass, and Grady Martin playing additional rhythm guitar beside Lester. And we're going to hear a tune called Nothing to It. Pretty fine picking by Doc Watson, Earl Scruggs, and Charlie McCoy. You can't call it picking when it's on a harmonica, can you? Picking and blowing by the boys there on the Strictly Instrumental record. Nothing to It is the name of that tune. Let's listen to some Rhonda Vincent now from her All-American Bluegrass Girl album. Here's a track called Rhythm of the Wheels. Hunter Berry on fiddles, Mickey Harris on harmony vocals, Kenny Ingram on banjo, fine banjo player, Cody Kilby on acoustic guitar, Darren Vincent playing acoustic bass, Rhonda is playing mandolin and doing the lead vocal, Josh Williams is doing some harmony. Great bluegrass here from Rhonda Vincent.
Listen to the rhythm of the wheels go round, hypnotic sound of the driver on this old train. I'd like to be in Tennessee, but they don't want me. I'm an outcast, this train's my home. I just caught the 904, don't know where she's heading for, Ben. If I don't get caught,
caught by a railroad guard. I'll sleep tonight in a lumber yard in the next old town. She pulls in, listen to the rhythm of the wheels go round, hypnotic sound of the driver of this old train.
From Rhonda Vincent there, Rhythm of the Wheels it was called. Now, we just recently had a visit from the Missy Range Trio, and had a concert last week in Hamilton. It was very exciting with her very progressive and interesting sound of bluegrass music, and Missy and her wonderful bass playing, George Jackson on fiddle and Ben Garnett on guitar. What nice people they were, and they stayed at my place, and we did a lot of talking, as you can imagine, and there's going to be some music coming up from Missy Raines, because I recorded them in the studio here, and I have yet to edit the program, and it's going to be good. We had some live music happening in the studio, and a great interview with Missy, but after the concert that we did, we were talking, and Missy and I have a lot of similar influences in our music, and she grew up and was very much part of the scene that I was would love to have been part of, but was remotely down here in New Zealand buying the records, same ones as she got, and things like that. And we got on to talking about Bill Emerson and Cliff Waldron, and Missy just reminded me of how influential they were to my music. Emerson and Waldron, New Shades of Grass. The first album was released in 1968, and Cliff Waldron had a beguiling voice, a lovely way with music. Bill Emerson was a wonderful banjo player, definitely one of my favourites at that time, and I actually got to meet him and talk banjos with him a few years later. And but Cliff and Bill sort of took songs from all sorts of other music and did a great job on them. Very influential on the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band in our early days. And so I went and dug out all my vinyl albums and started copying them so that I could put them on CD and play them on the program here. I've chosen a couple of tracks from their first album, New Shades of Grass, You Didn't Say Goodbye, and then an instrumental called Snowbuck. Cliff Waldron's playing guitar on all tracks. Banjo is by Bill Emerson, of course. John Duffy is playing some mandolin on these tracks. I think so. It's one of those ones where everyone shared in a little bit. Garland Alderman also gets to play some mandolin. Billy Baker on fiddle on the tracks, one of the tracks that I did. And then we've got Bill Poffenberger, who really reminded Missy of some good times there, is playing fiddle on the instrumental Snowbuck. Tom Gray on bass and Ed Ferris on bass. They swapped around the duties from New Shades of Grass, Emerson and Waldron. Here we have You Didn't Say Goodbye and Snowbuck.
Say goodbye. It hurts, you know that you don't love me. You know it hurts me dear to cry. May God forgive you and your loved one, because you didn't say goodbye. By your side, you told him that you didn't love me. You told him that you didn't say goodbye. It hurts to know that you don't love me. You know it hurts me dear to cry. May God forgive you and your loved one, because you didn't say goodbye. Someday, dear, when your love has failed you and you hang your head and cry, remember me in all my sorrow, and you didn't say goodbye. It hurts to know that you don't love me. You know it hurts me dear to cry. Because you didn't say goodbye.
Bill Emerson, Cliff Waldron with the tune Snowbuck. And that second break of Bill Emerson's, the high break, is just classic. I remember spending hours trying to learn that break, and I'm just amazed at how clear and how good his timing was on that little part of the tune there. It's a great tune. Thank you very much. They were influential. There'll be a little bit more Emerson and Waldron and the New Shades of Grass as we do later programs. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Here's some Hamilton County Bluegrass Band for you now. We'll also be at Kiwi Grass. You can come and see us, come and talk to us. We'll have the tent there, and we'll be just ready to talk to some old friends. This is what this song's about. We're going to do Like a Train, which is a Tony Rice tune that the band learned in 1971 when we visited the States and played at Bean Blossom and Berryville and festivals like that. And then a song written by our guitar player Alan Rhodes called Old Times, one of his best songs. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band.
Track. I'm leaving you to find my destination. I'm leaving you, I ain't never coming back. I had a sweetheart in El Paso. Where she ran off, she went and left me for someone else. She left me here all to myself. Like a train that's coming down the railroad, like a train that's coming down the track. I'm leaving you to find my destination. I'm leaving you, I ain't never coming back. For me in this old town, maybe someday I'll settle down. Like a train that's coming down the railroad, like a train that's coming down the track. I'm leaving you to find my destination. I'm leaving you, I ain't never coming back.
I'm leaving you,
I'm leaving you, I ain't never coming back.
Back porch doorway and the old Ford truck in the middle of the driveway and the big old tree as it waves at times when the wind blows is making it all come home to me. Oh, I dream all the time as I'm sucking on this bottle of wine, and it's dreams like this that makes me want to leave all the trouble I've caused in my life so far behind me. And it's making it all come home to me. And it's easy to forget as to remember. Oh, how did I forget? Now I remember. A country dinner, I'd eat a whole lot and I certainly didn't get no thinner. When the dishes were done, we'd all sit around and pick some of them old-time tunes and the way they used to be done.
Oh, where did you get that pretty little dress and the shoes you wear so fine? Oh, tell me, pretty little miss, all the sun ain't gonna shine. I got that dress from a railroad man, the shoes from a driver in the mine. And if you don't watch the way you talk, I'm leaving you behind.
And it's easy to forget as to remember. Oh, how did I forget? Now I remember.
Well, that's a tune called Old Times by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band with Alan Rhodes singing lead, and he wrote it and did a fine job of writing it. Always loved that song. It's got that old-timey bit in the middle where we change the frequencies and really compress the sound to make it sound like an old 78. And one time a guy bought back his album that he'd bought the week before, and he said, there's something wrong with this album, the track goes funny in the middle here. And I had to really explain carefully what we'd done and why it sounded like that. And I don't think I convinced him, but never mind. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. My name's Paul Trenwith, and I'm running you through my shelves of bluegrass music and trying to pick out things that I think you might enjoy. The program comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media based in Hamilton, New Zealand, and it gets played on access radio stations all throughout New Zealand. So hello to all the people who hear this program at different times of the day and night at the access stations around New Zealand. Goes to access stations in Canada as well. So a big hi to Canadians. I hope you enjoy the New Zealand take on bluegrass music. And Bluegrass Planet Radio, of course, hosts it on a Friday afternoon, and I've got lots of friends there. Some of you write to me sometimes. It's great. You can get me on my email, paultrenwith@gmail.com. That's paultrenwith@gmail.com. If you want to write to me, I'm not much of a Facebook person. I do Messenger sometimes. I should do more Facebook, shouldn't I? So anyway, there's different ways to contact me, and podcasting, of course, these days. Anywhere in the world you can pick up a podcast on bluegrass music, and we are now on Spotify. Just type in Back Porch Bluegrass. Free FM 89.0 might help, and they've got a whole bunch of shows. If that's how you normally get your music on Spotify, you can now get Back Porch Bluegrass on there too, as well as on from our Free FM 89.0 webpage. You can go there and download any of about the last 10 shows. So there's lots of ways you can have bluegrass music playing in the background while you're going about your daily work. What are you going to hear? Fairly recent Rebel album here, Rebel 1866. And it's Mickey Gallion and Cullen's Bridge, Songs from the Blue Ridge. Great bluegrass music here. I remember listening to Cullen Gallion, and that's Mickey's dad, and way back in the early days. And there's some great music here. The Convict and the Rose we're going to hear, but we're going to beat it by starting with Dixieland for me, Mickey Gallion and Cullen's Bridge.
Within my prison cell so dreary, alone I sit with aching heart. I'm thinking of my only darling, from her forever I must part. A rose she sent me as a token, she sent it just to light my gloom, to tell me that her heart was broken, to chill
before my doom. Jerry said I'd have to pay, but to the rose in all its glory, not guilty is all I can say. For in the morning I'll need my maker and repose, and when I die at daylight's dawning, against my heart they'll find a rose.
Saw the beat. That road ahead is mighty long, but it's Dixieland for me. Dixieland for me. Saw the beat. That road ahead is mighty long, but it's Dixieland for me. But it's Dixieland for me.
That was Mickey Gallion and Cullen's Bridge playing some very straightforward bluegrass for you there. In New South Wales at present, they're having serious wildfires, and it always makes me concerned for my friend Bruce O'Hara and his wife Pam over there and their family. They live in Tamworth, north of Sydney, and the land there is very dry. They've not had decent rain for years, and yet it's supposed to be really nice pastoral land. And Bruce has just been down to the Mountain Grass Festival, and we correspond intermittently on email and text, and think about what he's doing a lot of the time, and I especially during these forest fires times. But it's time he heard a tune from one of his favourites. So Karina Rose Logsdon, we first saw her at the Mountain Grass Festival, and we both fell in love with a fiddle player playing with Chris Henry. And she had a wonderful smile, wonderful fiddle playing. And we found she has a band called High Fidelity as well. This is from her album Bluegrass Fiddler, where she's backed by the guys from High Fidelity, Jeremy Stevens and Kurt Stevenson and Casey Campbell, David McLaughlin, in this case, and PJ George. But she's doing some singing and fiddle playing. So this is for you, Bruce. It's an old Cowboy Copas song called I Don't Blame You from Karina Rose Logsdon.
Sorry, for I know that you have been so sweet to me. All the bad things I have done now come to haunt me. Every moment some mistake I seem to see. I don't blame you now that you have turned me down. Now that I have full possession of my mind, I have cheated on you everywhere in town. I don't blame you, for I know I'm wrong this time. There's an aching in my heart that feels so heavy, and the yearning for your love is in my soul. I can see the happy days we knew together, now that I have made my future dark and cold. I don't blame you now that you have turned me down. Now that I have full possession of my mind, I have cheated on you everywhere in town. I don't blame you, for I know I'm wrong this time. I will never do you wrong again, my darling. I won't even ask you now to take me back. But if these words to you have any meaning, then the clouds up in the sky won't seem so black. I don't blame you now that you have turned me down. Now that I have full possession of my mind, I have cheated on you everywhere in town. I don't blame you, for I know I'm wrong this time.
Karina Rose Logsdon singing. We don't get to hear her sing that very much, apart from harmony, but she did a fine job on that song, and it was nice to hear her voice. We're coming to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you're enjoying some of the selections that I make, and that there's something there musically for you. We're going to take it out with a tune from the band Wildfire from the album Where Roads Divide. Fine bunch of players on this. Phil Ledbetter playing the dobro or resonator guitar. Daryl Webb, mandolin and lead and harmony vocals. Robert Hale on acoustic guitar, lead and harmony vocals. Barry Crabtree, five-string banjo, and Kurt Chapman on the upright bass. And they do some great songs, and I've just picked one called I'm Afraid My Darling's Gone. It's an old Don Reno, Bill Monroe song. Good way to finish Back Porch Bluegrass. And it's going to sound like this. Thank you for listening. Tune in again next week at the same time to whatever station or means you're listening to.